I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Along with Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP. This segment's sponsored by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. Before we get back to the phones, Mike, you have 7.5 hours before the game. I'm sure you're going to show up there early, but what are your plans for the rest of the afternoon?
Well, I'm going to get out of this studio and grab myself something to eat. And as you said, Glenn, get to the park early. You know, covering any baseball game is a pretty long day. You know that. You get to the, let's assume it's a 7 o'clock start. On a routine night, you would get there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the earliest and head down to the clubhouse. World Series game with an 8 o'clock Eastern start, I'll probably be at the park by, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock. And, you know,
kind
Rob Thompson will talk before the game.
You
don't get into the clubhouse before the game in the World Series. So they'll give us Rob Thompson and probably a player before the game in a press conference setting. And then we'll cover the game, watch the game, and then head on down to the clubhouse, win or lose.
There you go.
It'll be it's a long day, but it's should be a fun one.
Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Glenn. Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Joe.
You know, we need a great pitching performance from Wheeler, but you know, how are we going to score some runs off this Valdez? You know, he's dominated us on two occasions before. You know, a lot of strikeouts and all. So you know, Vierling is definitely going to play center field tonight. But is Stott going to play shortstop, or is that, you know, the first game against them in the World Series they had Sosa?
Yeah.
Or do you leave Stott in there?
You know, that's a good question, Joe. You know, in general, Stott has the better bat. Although Sosa's hit fairly well since coming over with the Phillies, at least been better than you'd expect. It's going to be interesting because, as you said, Vierling and Sosa were in the lineup for Game 2. And so it wouldn't be a total shock to the system if they were back out there again. Maybe we'll see just one of them. You know, I would bet Vierling, you know, is more likely to be in the lineup than Sosa would.
I'd rather see Stott. You know, I know Stott has no hits, but sometimes they say when you get that, you get up there against a left-hander, it kind of lets you stay in there more. You know, you know, maybe with Valdez keeping the ball down in the strike zone, he might be better. Mike, you're out there.
Maybe. By the way, Sosa went 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against him in the last game. Not that anybody.
Well, there you go.
That makes a difference, yeah. Mike, you're out there in Houston, and this is maybe a public interest story. You know, I don't know if you would run into Mr. Milton or I Love Cindy Webster's out there, but Joe Giulio had a call yesterday from a husband whose wife had suffered in July cancer of the jaw. And, you know, that's also a Phillies family has also suffered that. You know who I'm talking about. So they have wrapped themselves around the Phillies since then, watching them and all. So, you know, if some philanthropist or somebody could you know, what a thing if this went 7 games to get that couple out there to watch the Phillies. I tried to call after during the show last night, and it was close to 10 o'clock, and they weren't picking up. But you know, somebody out there. I mean, the station has the man's phone number, and it really was it was a heart.
All right.
It gets to your heart, you know.
I appreciate it. It's very nice of you to bring that up.
That's a great thought, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Tom in Haddonfield. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Tom.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling. I told the producer, whatever. I can't believe that I'm calling up to defend someone that is incapable of batting 200. However, Nick Castellanos has not contributed more than Rhys Hoskins at all. He's the worst hitter in our lineup. His feet are never under him. He's swinging at garbage all the time, and he's batting behind our best hitter. And I don't understand at all how whoever called, you know, an hour ago or whatever, says that he's contributing. The real culprit is Rhys Hoskins. And I just don't understand.
I think there's a bit of recency bias there, Tom, to be honest, that Hoskins had a rough game in game five. And so people are going to, you know, put things on him, whether you're talking about the strikeouts or the misplay at first base. I think that's playing into it. And I think there's just, as we've said, there's a high level of frustration here, and people are looking for, you know, ways to lessen it for themselves, and they're going to look to somebody like a Rhys Hoskins. You know, he was hitting before, he isn't hitting now, he's a butcher at first base, all of that. That's part of what's at play here.
I understand that, and I just don't get the defense of Nick Castellanos. He's been awful the entire year. But anyway, people need to relax. We're playing a very good baseball team, and we've lost two games in a row. We're a good baseball team. Let's win tonight, and we'll take tomorrow day by day. People, they want to change the lineup.
Well,
they want to give Stott a day off. Like, well, if we lose, then all of a sudden there is no day off. Like, let's just relax, and we'll be all right.
I like it, Tom. I concur, and I think that, listen, people are nervous. They don't want it to end, and it's the nature of sports fans that, you know, they get a little jumpy. Callers to the station get a little panicky. Happens.
Glenn, as the great Frank Costanza would say, serenity now.
That was a great soundbite. That was a great episode.
Serenity now!
There it is.
There we go.
Well played, Kyle. Mitch, Center City. What's going on, Mitchie?
Gentlemen, I tell you, I love the fighting Phils tonight, and I got a score I'll tell you later. But, you know, it's a great feeling just to be at the World Series, and they're going to get their stuff together. You know, let's not go for the home runs all the time. Let's get, you know, small ball, get these singles and doubles, and get
That's
our
right.
guys.
Beat them 3-2 tonight. That would work.
Yeah, I tell you the score. I like 5-3 tonight, Phils.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm not mixing a home run if they get five.
You know, to be in the World Series, what a feeling. I mean, I'm walking around the city and everybody's got the jerseys and the whole bit. It's a great feeling. It really is.
It had, and let me chime in, because we talked about this at the very beginning of the show, and regardless of what happens, the season ends tomorrow, right? I mean, at best, the season ends with a victory tomorrow night right around midnight. The last month really was the great awakening of baseball in a city where it's largely been dormant for the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody got so excited, as you mentioned, Mitch, because I know your place, your store is right down there at, what, South and 3rd, right?
Yeah, 5th and South, yeah.
5th and South, excuse me. I'm sure you just walk out of the store and you see everybody wearing red and everybody excited.
Yeah.
And 46,000 people at the stadium. I was in Center City the other night, and I was a good 2-3 miles away, and I could hear people like before the game getting so excited about it. I was leaving WIP, and it's been great. And regardless of how the season ends, I love that baseball is back.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, I'll see you tomorrow, you know, late afternoon. We'll talk about the Sunday night game coming up at 8:00.
Oh, that's right. You and I are going to the same wedding. That's right.
Yeah,
Mitch's niece is getting married. She's the daughter of great friends of ours. Yeah, Mitch, we'll find a seat at the bar, and we'll toast the Phils.
Yeah, but I love the Phils tonight, 5-3.
There you go. Love it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Be well, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Mitch. Yeah.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.